This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us in the Trocare College live line, Dunkirk Mayor Kate Dowias, and we're talking about nuclear energy and why Dunkirk in nuclear energy. Well, after Governor Kathy Hochul announced that the state was looking to build a big nuclear power plant somewhere in the state, some people have looked at the shuttered NRG Energy site in Dunkirk as a possible location. Mayor, thanks for being with us this morning. When you first heard that idea, all right, nuclear, and then you heard Dunkirk kind of being mentioned together by some state lawmakers, what was going through your head?
I think it's an exciting opportunity for this community if it's done properly and there's a lot of community support for it.
Well, are people split? There was the first meeting, really, the other night about it. What did you find?
So I feel that people are split on the issue. They still have concerns about safety. But modern nuclear looks very, very different than it did in the past. And there are people who think that this is exactly the shot in the arm that the city of Dunkirk's economy needs.
You know, on the safety point, I feel like a lot of people, well, they might sound a lot like me, where I am all for nuclear energy in Idaho and, you know, Kansas and maybe even far upstate north. I don't necessarily want it in my backyard, though, just to be extra safe. Do you find a lot of those concerns where people are generally for it, but when it comes to being so close, that's when, you know, the hair on the back of your head starts to go up?
That was the general consensus, or that's the temperature read actually that I'm feeling from the community. It's like we're all for it, but maybe not in our backyard. But why not in our backyard? You know, that's an infusion of funds and revenue into our economy that we could certainly use.
You know, the thing that I always remember with any nuclear plant in the past is there's nuclear waste, and that's the big issue. It seems like we're just kind of dismissing it now. Is there not nuclear waste with the new nuclear energy? Do you know?
There is nuclear waste with the new nuclear energy. However, it's not the waste of the past. It's my understanding, based on the presentation, and this was the very first presentation given by Dr. Whittemer, that this is a much lower grade of nuclear waste. But again, this was just a very early conversation, and we are just learning about this as a community, and I really want to understand the ins and outs of it and what the nuclear waste will look like and where that will go.
When it comes to the economic aspect of this, and you mentioned it being a potential shot in the arm, I mean, what could it mean for an area like Dunkirk to see such a big thing happen right there?
Well, you know, we had the loss of the NRG plant once it was shuttered, and that took a hit on our economy. So I would have to guess that it would be similar to the type of partnership we had with NRG and that type of infusion, good paying jobs, revenue for, you know, tax revenue for the city. It could just be a healthy boost, new housing that could potentially be developed for the new employees.
Well, I mean, what types of jobs is your understanding of what this would bring? Is it a type of facility where you could have residents in Dunkirk? You know, these would be jobs that people there could have, or are they a lot of specialized jobs that need specialized training, and all of a sudden it would mean a lot of people moving to the area?
So it will be a combination of both. Skilled trades is absolutely one of the things that will be needed for the facility, both during the construction phase and the maintenance phase. So we're going to need skilled trade skilled men and women. And then we will need the higher education level jobs that will bring potentially people from outside into our.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Community.
For those who are unfamiliar, the NRG plant, which has been shuttered for over a decade, where is it in relation to Dunkirk? And are there people living near it?
It sits on 65 acres and it's on the Dunkirk Harbor. And there is a residential component to it. It's not the residents don't necessarily live on top of the plant. There's a little bit of distance between them in comparison to where the current plant sits and where residential housing sits.
I'm assuming that the housing was there when NRG was operating.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If the plans were all in place, ground was to be broken tomorrow, this still might take 5, 6, 7 years to totally complete. So it's a little ways down the line. But that being said, what's your understanding of the process here? Is this going to be a bidding process where a lot of communities across New York are hoping to see this in their backyard? Is it more selective than that, where the governor's office will choose something? Will it have something to do with another branch of government? I'm wondering how you see this process going forward and how long it might all take.
So it's my understanding that their NYPA is actually the organization, New York State Power Authority is the organization that is going to put out the request for the interest from the community. So if I understood the governor's message correctly, they are looking for both a community that would like to potentially develop nuclear in their backyard, and they're also looking for a developer to build the technology. So it's a two-part, I guess, request. And again, we have already a plant here. We would love to bring NRG to the table and potentially have a collaboration with either NRG or NRG selling to another developer so that we can actually make this happen if this is what the community would like.
Mayor, have you heard from the governor directly on this?
I have not. It's my understanding her office is not involved in the process of this. It's going to be NYPA that actually handles their entire process.
I'm also wondering, would there be some kind of an energy break for Dunkirk residents if this goes through?
That's a very good question, and I have not seen what they're going to put together for people to submit proposals on, so I don't know what that will look like for the community.
What is, we've seen a lot of projects that require, you know, public input, and a lot of times that results in the same, like, 10 people at a meeting that happens, you know, three times over the course of 4 months. What does public input look like for you in determining that final, like, okay, Dunkirk is okay or maybe not okay with the idea of nuclear?
So I really want the public involved in this, and I've been trying to stress that as much as I can to the general public. I do speak to a lot of people. Summer around here on the lake is very, very busy. So I've had an opportunity to speak to some of our residents directly and hear their concerns. I encourage them to attend the public meetings. And then, you know, I do check the social media pages to see what if any, concerns people are having.
When is the next meeting?
We have not scheduled it yet. Right now we are trying to line up who is going to be our next presenter. We've had a few people come forward and say they would like to present on different topics regarding nuclear.
Well, I mean, it's a big story, one that we'll be following, and we thank you so much for taking out the time. Hope to talk with you again soon. Dunkirk Mayor Kate Dowiaz joining us live here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.